Protesters in Berlin rallying against sending battle tanks to Ukraine.
We were the ones who fought two world wars, which we basically caused, and they want to drag us into this war? I totally do not understand.
Of course it is possible that Russia will attack a NATO country, and then there would be a third world war. And I'm really against all this, because we live in fear.
An Ipsos poll published this week shows support for sending heavy weapons like Leopard 2 tanks is down to 48% compared to 55% a few months ago. Three quarters of those polled say they don't want Germany to be militarily involved.
Pacifism became deeply rooted in Germany after World War II in the mid-1940s. The generations who grew up since then are familiar with the slogan, "No more war." For them, sending heavy weapons to an active war zone is seen as a huge break with the past and the wrong strategy.
That is why the country's foreign minister caused quite a shock last week.
We are fighting a war against Russia and not against each other.
This statement is fatal and it is wrong. Because of our history, a German foreign minister can never say such a thing. Our constitution says Germany can never again go to war.
Franz Alt wrote books about peace with former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev and the Dalai Lama. He took part in large peace rallies in the 1980s against nuclear arms. And like many Germans, believed that his country would never be involved in a military conflict again. But the war in Ukraine caused a large dilemma for the pacifist.
I have always said no weapons. But if a neighbor like Ukraine is so aggressively attacked like Putin has done, and my neighbor asks for help, even with weapons, I can't close my ears. But as a pacifist, I also say, stop this war. We need to negotiate also with Putin. I call it Realpazifismus, or realistic pacifism.
He's not the only one conflicted. The war has polarized opinion between those calling for peace and those who want more weapons for Ukraine. It shows how Germany struggles with both its dark past and the dark reality at its doorstep. Stepfasen, Al Jazeera, in Berlin.